This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big thanks to Rob Riggle stopping by here in the studio today. Had a fun time there.
A little Seinfeld music bringing us back, huh?
Yeah. I never thought I would connect with a famous actor over Tim Robinson, but here we are.
There
today
it is.
Is a new day.
It's the weirdest things, the way things happen, you know?
Yeah, he was funny.
Rob's the best. I told you that a couple days ago when we said we were having him. I'm like, Rob's the best. You guys are going to love him. And he is. He's fantastic. He's just genuine. He's just like, he's just normal. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of famous people just aren't normal. They need entourages. Rob just comes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Comes in with Beth, and that's it. They just hang out.
That's right. So, yeah, Big Slick this weekend. There'll be the softball game Friday night. Mm-hmm. Big series for the Royals.
Yeah, huge series this weekend for the Royals.
Big, big series.
Yep. Biggest one of the year, and it's the beginning of June. You wouldn't rather have it any other way, right?
That's right.
Got that win yesterday, which was vital, obviously, to get that victory over the Reds. And now you get the day off today, kind of decompose a little bit, and then you get the opportunity to start up your biggest series of the year this weekend. And it really is. It's the beginning of June. It's the first June series. It's the Tigers. They're beating everybody. They won a game again last night against the Giants. Watched a little bit of the tail end of that one. They will not lose baseball games. And so, I mean, this is, I don't even know if this is like a litmus test type thing for the Royals. I think you're playing the Tigers. If you can get one against the Tigers, hey, you feel pretty good about yourself because they are, you know, the best team in baseball. And look, AJ Hinch has done an unbelievable job up there managing that team. I think I saw a stat, and you may know better than I do with this one, but over like the last 100 games of a baseball season, the Tigers are by far the best team in baseball. It's not even close.
Yeah, what are they? What they say, they're like 60-20 or something like that over the last, or it's 100 games. Yeah, it's insane. Their winning percentage, they've figured it out. They've got something going on. They're cooking. They're moving. They got the Cy Young. They're going to have another Cy Young. And of course, everybody but Minnesota won last night in the AL Central. So that's why I think there's a lot of like anger after losses because everybody keeps winning in your division. There are four 30-win teams in the AL Central.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Right? So Royals, Twins, Guardians all have 30 wins. The Royals are a game behind the Twins and the Guardians. And then the Royals are 7 games behind Detroit and 6. And then the other two teams are 6 games behind Detroit. Again, Detroit 37-20 with a 6.49 win percentage. It's disgusting.
It is. It's unbelievable. And it's not just Tarek Skubal, obviously, because they're winning every single day. And look, I know AJ Hinch had his demons, if you will, down in Houston and was the leader of the trash can brigade down there. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he's arguably the best manager in baseball. I mean, he's done it now with two different organizations. And I just think back to the days when I was covering him, and he was the backup catcher here in Kansas City. And you know, he was a Stanford grad, if I'm not mistaken on that. And just having conversations with him in the dugout and just, you know, looking back now 24 years, Dusty, and realize that dude was smart. Like you could tell back then he was destined to be a big league manager. And look at where they sit right now. He's turned the Houston Astros around. He's turned the Detroit Tigers around. And I don't know if there's any stopping the Tigers right about now because they are just a well-oiled machine. But if you keep getting, you know, pitching performances like we did out of Noah Cameron last night, and it's been pretty much that type of pitching performance by everybody this year, you're going to be in ball games. You just have to figure out how to get that timely hitting and hit with those runners in scoring position and get that guy in from third. Like, they're not that far away from being one of the best teams in baseball. In fact, I was thinking about this yesterday because people on the text line, like, they told us they were going to be a playoff team. They are a playoff team. If the season ended today, the Royals are in the playoffs. And so to sit there and say they told us they were going to be a playoff team and they're not is not true. The Royals are a playoff team right now.
Yeah, the only team outside their division you really have to keep an eye on is Houston.
Houston right now.
They They technically have the upper hand right now. Same winning number of games, but they have a different percentage because of less games played. But again, not so much of a worrisome thing right now. Again, three games above 500. I believe they're, 30-27? Or, yeah, 30-27 is what the Royals are currently. Two things stood out to me last night. One, we'll start in AAA with Caglione.
Yep.
Previous night goes over 5. Couple strikeouts. People think, oh, here it is. They did this. And then last night he goes 3-for-4, doubles it. He's got multiple hits in AAA that have gone, and I know you don't like these stats, but they've gone over 100 miles per hour off the bat. What that means in the most dumbed-down way is that he's hitting the ball solid. Like his double, I think last night was 109 miles per hour between third and short, and went from home to second. That's a hustle play. Mm-hmm. That's a guy that's not letting an over 5 night affect his next night. He has a short term memory. That was a test that it might not be the sexiest test to pass. He may not have hit 2 home runs that went a total of 800 feet. He may not have hit the wall on the fly ball, but he went 3-for-4.
I think that is a sexy test. Yeah. I do, for me, the way that view baseball, going 0-for-5 for the first time ever, like having that failure.
In your home debut.
And then you come back and you go 3-for-4 the next night. That's a big step for me. That's like, all right, he's mentally ready. Let's go.
And the other thing that stood out was Noah Cameron. Yep. And I'm going to combine these two together here. So if you just hold on with me real quick. So Noah Cameron last night was in a big, big moment. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. That is a guy, yes, he's local, St. Joe, all this sort of stuff, right? All this, Noah Cameron, he's, 4th start. His ERA was under 1. Now he goes into this game where the Royals had lost 2 in a row to the Cincinnati Reds, trying to avoid a sweep. And that was a moment in which you normally wish you have your ace of your staff in there to stop the bleeding. Vern always brings this up. When Reagans has an opportunity, the Royals have lost 2, who's going to be that guy? Because in the past, when the Royals were complete ass, they would lose 9, 10, 11, 12 games in a row because they didn't have that guy that could toe the slab and kill that losing streak. Last night, they had lost 2 in a row to Cincinnati. Noah Cameron comes on the mound, the kid from St. Joe, pitching in his 4th big league start, and he looked like he was pitching in his 40th big league start.
He looked like the ace you needed last night.
The moment was not too big.
No.
Now, again, that was a Wednesday night against a Cincinnati ball club that's probably going to flirt with 500 the whole year, be in it until about September. Maybe they get into it. I don't know. And that let me know, for those people that doubt Caglione, what he will be in the pros. This is Noah Cameron. This is 4 consecutive starts of an ERA of 107. Why can't Jack Caglione get up here and hit the ground running? Noah Cameron's doing it.
He's getting
proof of that.
He's unbelievable. And he's giving you options now, too, with the rotation. I'm looking at a tweet from a guy named Eric Hosmer, the real Hos 305 or something on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he quote tweeted the MLB stat and said, guy can pitch, right?
Yeah.
The first response is from an @JDNIGHS. And yet he's about to get sent back down to Omaha. Like that attitude sucks.
Well, that's what everybody, and that's what Vern even said on his show, I think he said it was somebody yesterday I think it was The Drive. And he was talking about how that's a possibility where it's like, this guy might go out there and absolutely play, and the next thing you know, he'll be in Omaha a week from tonight.
And
maybe he won't.
But I mean, maybe he won't. You're exactly right about that. Why should he be the one that gets sent back down? What the hell has he done to deserve another trip to Omaha? The number one, I love the way that this Cameron kid is pitching. Like, if you're not watching this kid in awe right now, you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. Even the real Hos 305 or so, I don't know if he played baseball or whatever, but even he's raving about it, right? I kid, Eric. But he's raving about it. That tells you something, right? We got a big leaguer that's, all right, he's raving about Cags. He's raving about Noah Cameron. Big leaguers will not do that if they don't believe what's going on, right?
They get the eye.
Yeah, exactly. They have that. They have the eye. And so not only has he been unbelievable to watch, fun to watch, works fast, moves through these games, got out of a jam last night. I think it was the 6th inning. Very well could have given up the lead at that point in time and then ended up getting a roller to 3rd. They got out of the inning. And I'm like, all right, this kid knows what he's doing, right? But he gives you options right now. He doesn't have to be sent back down to Omaha. You could let Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo take longer to get back from the disabled list and let them, make sure they're 100% healthy. There's no need to rush either of those guys back right now. And that's a good thing because you're going to want Lugo and you're going to want Cole Reagans healthy for October. A lot of times guys get nicked up in April and May and they never have the opportunity to fully recover, and it affects them all season long. Noah Cameron has bought you as much time as you need now with those guys to be fully healthy. He's also given you the opportunity to trade somebody now too. And that's a real conversation, because you had texted us last night, great job by Cameron, trade him, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I love it. I absolutely love where your mind is right now. Maybe it's not Noah Cameron. Maybe it's Bubic. Maybe it's Lugo. Maybe it's Waka. Maybe it's whoever. You now have an opportunity to trade a proven big league pitcher, where pitching is the currency of baseball. You have shown a track record of developing guys now at the big league level. You've got a lot of expendable parts now in the pitching department that you could trade and get that bat back in return that can take you to that next level. Everything that Noah Cameron is doing is brilliant. And because of the way that the minor league staff and the big league staff have developed these pitchers, now you have the opportunity to trade a pitcher, just bring the next one up. They've shown a track record. Yeah, it's much like Brett Veach with the D-backs.
We can do that a little bit later as well, because the pitching development is something to take notice in this organization. Coming up on the other side, we get into the NBA and the greatest skewing of stats of all time here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty with the shortest bringback song of your life.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't believe that's just over already. I haven't experienced anything that short in years.
What?
What? I just want to win, Jim.
I guess so. I mean, I feel for some reason last night when we saw that news about the property being bought over at that certain location, all I could think about in my head was Bob doing,
"Who's the man of the game? I do. Never talk to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know."
That's all I thought about.
100%.
I wish I could play the last part of that, but
yes, because that's the real part of it.
Yeah. Who's the man?
What happened yesterday?
There was an announcement. Maybe Mac didn't enlighten you? I thought I said something.
No, you didn't. I must have missed something. What happened yesterday?
Looks like the Royals, or a Royals affiliate, I should say, has purchased.
So Omaha, we're talking about here. Northwest Arkansas.
Yes, no, one of the owners has purchased a piece of land in Overland Park, the old Sprint campus.
What?
I know. Mind blown. Aspira.
I think it's called Aspira. It's called
Pam.
It's called.
Pan?
It's called. No longer going to be doing business here, Aria.
It's called 119th and all.
Yeah,
get used to it.
I've had some Aria. Yeah.
That happened yesterday.
It did. So the Royals bought 119th and all
the mortgage.
Huh, I had no idea this was happening.
Well, yeah, they didn't, like Dusty said, not actually bought, just the note, just the mortgage. It could be, you know, a lot of different things. Yeah. Maybe they're not moving there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, semantics. Millionaires don't buy pieces of property that have been housing office buildings for 20 years to keep the same. Yeah. You know, it's like when your company gets taken over by new management, and they go, nothing's changing here. Yeah. Everything's changing here. That's why this company was purchased.
Exactly.
And so I've said this morning a couple of times. I'll continue to reiterate. I think the Royals have like 25 or 26 people in their ownership group, right? Whatever the number is. They all have their own businesses. That's how they became rich, to be able to buy a baseball team. They've all been very successful at what they do. They all have their own businesses, whether John Sherman has ABC Enterprises and Eric Stone Street has XYZ Enterprises. When was the last time you saw the Royals release a statement from the team based on an investment that one of their owners made with their other business?
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Have we Eric Stone Street has a new show coming out. Have the Royals released a press release talking about
That'd
Eric Stone
insane.
Street's new show?
That'd be asinine.
You know, Peter Malouk, who owns Creative Planning, one of the members of the Royals ownership group, they may have done an addition to it. They put the Christmas tree on top of their building every year, right?
No, I love it.
It's awesome, right? That's why I brought it up, because I know you how much you love the Christmas tree on Creative Planning, right? And I think it's cool.
And
it's
they
beautiful.
Have the heart KC on the side of the building.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the Royals didn't send out a press release saying, oh, the Christmas tree at Peter's Creative Planning is going up today.
How come Morton Salt didn't send out a press release?
That's the other, that's the million
dollars. What have they done to us? What did they do to us?
Does anybody know what's going on with the Morton Salt thing?
Like, I don't know, dude. We talked about it over Memorial Day with some buddies of mine on Monday.
And I was like, he was like, what's the name of the place with the lady with the umbrella? I was like, Morton Salt.
Everybody's talking about it, but nobody knows what the hell's going on.
They just showed up.
Like, literally, they showed up and hung a sign.
It's got a bush. What the hell?
Yeah, I have no idea. I drove down that 69 loop. I looked over. I was like, hey, that's that salt place.
Yeah, it happened it happened like right about the first of the year. And so I Googled Morton Salt. It's like they're headquartered in Illinois or something like that. And there was nothing really about them moving except Morton Salt hung their signs at Corporate Woods. Okay, I guess maybe they're moving their headquarters there, but nobody said, I guess they were waiting for the baseball announcement to go through before they officially, moved in or whatever the case may be. But, this story came down yesterday. I got a kind of a tip that something may be coming out yesterday. I'm like, all right, we'll see what this is all about, right? Mm. And I saw that. I'd love to share some of the backstory on this one because this one, and it will be in the book eventually, but the backstory on this one is an all-timer. It's an all-timer, the backstory on how all this one came about. And it's actually a fascinating story. And I'll tell it someday when I get permission to kind of tell the backstory on that one. But when that story came out yesterday, I'm like, oh, okay. This is what, people were talking about, a while back. But anyway, like, were you surprised yesterday, Mac? Did you look at that like that was breaking news? Or did you go, no, I've been hearing this since October, so this really isn't anything new?
It's funny as I was at a graduation party or something over the last weekend or something. It's like, what do you think is going to happen with the, seriously.
They're done now. It's over. I think so. Yeah.
And someone was like, what do you think is going to happen with that? Well, I was like, well, I'm listening. I think I know what's going to happen because I'm trusting Bob and I've heard it for about a year now. I mean, if you haven't listened and you don't know what's going to happen, they're going 119th and all. I don't know. I wasn't surprised by at all.
No, but I think a lot of people were surprised by it.
I think they're still trying to act surprised.
Yeah. I think what it is
we're in phase one.
Phase three of OTAs. No, I think we're past denial.
Okay.
I personally believe, and maybe I'm wrong about this one, I think we're creeping into the acceptance stage now. That people are accepting and understanding this is happening.
We have had a few texts like that today, so that makes sense.
Oh, really?
All right, it's happening. Kansas Royals or 816 right here, Overland Park Royals. Yeah. Like, it's happening.
Right.
Yeah. People are succumbing to the fact.
Understanding that.
Mayor L is not.
Oh, is he out here saying something today?
He says there's nothing to worry about.
Yep.
From the 913 Morton Salt Field at 119th and
I love it. That'd be great. Did L really tweet out there that there's nothing to worry about?
Nah, the text line just says, Mayor L says it's nothing to worry about. LOL, that guy is a clown, and it is in all caps.
Let me tell you something, how millionaires work.
Tell you something, Mac.
Millionaires aren't in business to lose money. That's why they're millionaires. You heard Rob Riggle. Never ask a poor person how they make money. You ask the millionaire how they make money, right? Was that on the air or was that off the air?
I don't know.
I don't remember. That was such a great conversation with Rob. I don't even remember if it was on or off the air. But I was talking about a friend of mine from childhood growing up, and he went to an affluent high school, and I did not. But he asked all the fathers of his friends, what did you do to live in these big houses? And they all told him what they did for work, and he went in and did something like that. He's my age. He's retired, has houses all over the world now, right? Great move by him to ask these people what they did to make that money. I said, I just want to talk about sports, man. And so he's, done great for himself, right? It's awesome. I look back at that all the time, some 30-some years later, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have asked all these successful people what they did, right? So where I'm getting at is, millionaires don't buy things to lose money on. People did not invest whatever it was, $200 million for argument's sake, into Sprint Campus to keep it the way it is. And it hasn't been a functional place since the day it opened its doors in like 2001. It's been an obsolete place. And somebody had said to me, they go, yeah, it's not good for office complexes, but for a baseball stadium, it may be good, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And so the stories have started to develop and percolate since about a year it's been going on. And that's why we said on February 27, 2024, if you vote no, you're opening yourself up to other municipalities in the area having a say. And you made a passionate plea, I thought, about an hour ago talking about this, hour and a half ago, talking about this, going, I tried to tell people in my own neighborhood to vote for this, or this was something that was going to happen, and people didn't want to believe it. They don't want to believe the truth. They don't want to believe what they don't like. They don't want to believe what they don't want to hear. And a lot of people didn't want to hear that there may be a backup plan for the Royals. And I was the town idiot for 18 months or however long it's been.
You were a Basset hound.
Basset hound. That's right. Yeah. For however long it's been spreading this nonsense. I mean, I went back and saw stories that were written about me lying in this Asperia campus saying they weren't for sale. How did I know you were for sale and you didn't?
Who's the man of the day?
No, it's not even that. It's not like I knew your property was being sold and you didn't.
I don't know.
How does that happen?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
How does this idiot on the radio know what's going on, but the people of the property, they're not selling it. Yeah, we bought your mortgage. What?
Who's the man of the day? I am, you guessed it, why not? Who knows, I do. Never talk to me about before. This guy is me, that's how I know, you know.
It's funny. But the good news is, Look, nothing's final, nothing's done.
We've got a meeting Monday in Missouri.
That'll go
special
well.
Special session.
Yeah.
Is it
too
late?
Special.
Yeah, it's special, all right.
What sports analogy do you give Monday's session?
Well, you gave it the best you possibly could. I mean, we're down to what Jet Chip was less than 13 seconds.
They got Mahomes throwing a Tyreek?
I don't think they do. I think they probably have, like, you know, Daniel Jones running in Philadelphia.
They got Kirk Cousins throwing to Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs got himself in the news lately.
Woo. Cardi B, baby.
Party with Cardi B in a baggie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
then
that's
your
what
coach
that was.
Is upset.
Interesting baggie. I found out more about what was in the baggie.
Well,
I'll
allegedly.
Tell you later. Allegedly. Oh. Yeah, yeah, allegedly.
It's Nobody not, can prove that.
It's not that Bolivian Bam Bam anymore.
It's something mixed with the Bolivian Bam.
Yeah,
it's
somebody was saying it wasn't. Yeah, I
it
mean,
sounds like a sex drug.
It sounds, yeah.
People
like,
have their
time.
Theories.
Because after that scene where that young lady grabbed him by the throat and called him daddy.
Oh, yeah.
They started twerking and he was smacking cheeks.
Okay, on his girl's butt.
On his girlfriend's butt. But she might be into it, man. She's Cardi B.
I just don't understand why Stephon Diggs just doesn't work out where he plays.
I don't
He's understand. Getting a lot of workout right now.
Oh, he definitely is.
He's working on balance.
Vrabel ain't got no time for him.
No.
Vrabel ain't got
He's not
no
do that.
Time.
He does not care about
Because Vrabel
that.
Is not that guy.
No.
Not that guy. Vrabel is red ass to the definition of red ass.
And you know what? Has self-confidence, too, that he knows I'm in control of this football team.
Yeah, everyone's going to listen to me.
And you're going to listen to me. I'm not some new neophyte coach that nobody's ever heard of. I'm Mike Effin Vrabel. And if you ain't going to do what we're going to say, you ain't going to be here.
Somebody from the text line has a sports analogy for what's going to happen Monday. They said it starts out as Wasp, but it ends up as Angel Reese missing a layup and her own rebound.
Yes. That was great.
You get the rest of the month off, man. Like, I know it's late, but take June.
And they said, or the meeting starts as Wasp and it ends up as Sanchez in the butt fumble.
Yeah, it could be the butt fumble. There's something called the Freedom Caucus that has released a statement the state of Missouri. The Freedom Caucus in the state of Missouri. And their statement goes like this. I'll just be brief because it's fairly long. If Governor Kehoe and Missouri's legislative leadership are interested in a broad-based tax relief for all taxpayers and a reformation of Missouri's broken initiative as part of an overall special session plan that will benefit all Missourians and not just wealthy billionaires, the Missouri Freedom Caucus is ready and willing to deliver. But if you're going to make this a one-sided handout to billionaires, basically, is what they're saying. If the governor and legislative leaders insist on using taxpayers' hard-earned dollars for more than $1 billion handout to billionaire sports teams owners in a standalone bill, the Missouri Freedom Caucus will vote against such a proposal and will consider utilizing any tools necessary at its disposal to stop it. I don't know what the Freedom Caucus is. It doesn't sound like this is going to be Jet Chip Wasp and an easy touchdown to win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
When I hear that example of freedom, I think of Braveheart at the very end. Sorry, William Wallace. Freedom!
Yeah.
Off with his head.
So, exactly. So bring your best plan to the table. But, it sure sounds like it's going to be an ugly fight in the state of Missouri over something like this. And that's why I kept saying, Kansas has a year of free money and no public vote.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever that was that I just read. And I don't really know what that is. Again, I've been an advocate of downtown baseball for 25 years. I've wanted it here in Kansas City. I know that may not be happening. I've been able to kind of adjust and change and figure out, you know, where it's going to go. And quite honestly, downtown doesn't seem to be the safest place to be in Kansas City. The continent of Europe for the World Cup just put out Kansas City's a very dangerous place.
Wow.
Be careful. It's ranked as the 8th deadliest city in the world right now.
Damn.
Well, you have restaurants that can't stay open at night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Servers not being able to make money because it's not safe downtown. You have people that are closing down. You have riots that are happening in the middle of daylight in downtown Kansas City that don't belong having to be happening down there.
Right.
And you couple that with the fact that the people that are going to the games are where they're buying this land.
And that's the other thing. You know, we've said for a very long time, for years, that 55% of the season ticket holders are in Johnson County. It's actually 55% of the season ticket holders within a 5-mile radius of 119th and Knoll.
Whew. Damn.
Yeah, somebody in the text center earlier said, I hope that is location. I'll be able to walk to and from the games with my daughter.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
If you want a garage fact, the International Space Station is closer to Earth than San Francisco is to Los Angeles. I don't know why that just sent me into an oblivion. The International Space Station is closer to Earth than San Francisco is to Los Angeles.
The International Space Station is that close to Earth?
I mean, apparently. I didn't know how close San Francisco is to Los Angeles.
I'm going to say 2,500 miles, L.A. to San Francisco, roughly.
Because what, that's south-north?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Let me look.
I mean, I think it's like 2,500
Because that's like something that I would scroll on my phone coming out of the garage and be like, hold on.
Well, I'm thinking about that now. I'm more like the International Space Station is only like 2,500 miles from Earth.
It's 380 miles.
No.
From LA to San Francisco.
It's only 380 miles?
I was, you say 2,500?
Well, 2,500 is across the country. My
I was
going to
say, I was like, wow, how big is California?
Wow, 380 miles? The International Space Station is 380 miles? Like,
it's less than that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's that close to Earth?
290. 254. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
How far is it from here to Omaha? I need to know because I'm leaving Friday.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. Gold said 3.
Have you seen
I guess we're going to... Yeah, well, he also said it was 9 degrees Celsius outside of that one game.
That's exactly right. Oh, it's going to be 9 degrees. It was August, awesome. Alex. Well, they say 9. What function do you have on your phone?
That was fantastic.
What was that? Was the Kelvins was another temperature grading system, I think, back in the day? The Kelvins?
Kelvins?
Yeah, that's where he was looking.
From the 816, Mayor Q needs to bring Gottlieb to the meeting on Monday to get advice to keep both teams.
That's great.
Another guy gets the month. I don't even think Mayor L's involved in the meeting. It's a state meeting, right? And again, you live there, Dusty, in Missouri. Do you have confidence that your state's going to get this last-minute deal done?
No. Not at all. I think it's too far gone. I think it's too late. I don't know if there's enough time. I just think it's – I'm sad, man. It's not the fact that people voted no. I think people were given a bunch of hogwash information, and I think that they were not told like everything clearly. I've said this.
You're 100% right.
I've said this 500 times. It's a project that was due in 6 weeks, and you waited for 6 hours to get it done. And as you can imagine, every time, I think we all been there at least once in school where we put it off to the very end, and the teacher came up to you on the side and goes, yeah. And the teacher came up to you on the side and said, when did you start doing this? And you're like, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Like, you had all semester, Dusty, to do this. Why did you wait till Tuesday? Go home, take the weekend, do it right, and bring it back to me. And every time it came back well. Unfortunately, we're not in school anymore, guys. Right. Yeah. This is real life. And the fact that they didn't emphasize the property tax of athletes that come here and spend money at the plaza or they go down to wherever they go, whether it's the town center plaza, whether it's downtown plaza, whatever it is, that money goes to your state. I guess it wouldn't go to that area, but you get what I'm saying. Money spent in your state from those athletes is a 1%. Like, you're making money off these athletes coming to town. Guess what? When both those places go and nothing's at the Truman Sports Complex but tumbleweeds, no money's coming in.
It's a big loss. And I don't know exactly what the 1% earnings tax number equates to with athletes. I'm sure somebody does have that number. It's in the millions. It has to be. It has to be in the millions, right? And you're thinking about the visiting teams coming in. You're not even thinking about the home teams that come in, right? And I was reading an article yesterday. It was Michael Beasley had an unbelievable commentary about life, you know, in the NBA. And he goes, every single NBA player should have to give a minimum amount of money back to the league for them to save for our retirements because we don't know how to spend money properly as professional athletes. He goes, we don't even know how to pay taxes properly. He goes, every city you go to, you have to pay their tax in. And so it's not just the athletes coming here. It's Taylor Swift coming here to perform. It's the PR guy who works for the Marlins that's here for 3 days where he has to pay the 1% earnings tax. And all of that money, the 1% earnings tax, keeps Kansas City moving, keeps the fire department funded, keeps the police forces funded. That is a big loss and could be a big loss if and when these teams, both of them, move across the state line. Gone is that 1% earnings tax from any event that has taken place at Arrowhead or Kauffman Stadium.
I mean, think of all the things I've lost in my life. The Independence Center, Fuddruckers, Royals and Chiefs. Like, dude, I miss Fuddruckers. Man, they have their own fry station. You can put the jalapeno cheese on those.
How many offerings does something need to be considered a station? Because years ago we had this conversation. Because Brother Ryan's like, they got a salsa bar. They have red and green. I go, that's not a salsa bar.
No, a salsa bar was at Poncho's in Blue Springs on 7 Highway back in the day, or 40 Highway, where they had pickled carrots, jalapenos, green, orange, red sauce. Then they had like something else that you could pick as what? That's a salsa bar.
Yeah.
Quiznos back in the day had a sauce bar. Like you could get four different sauces. Yeah. You could get like pickles, jalapenos, yeah, all this sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, oh man, Quiznos, man, chicken carbonara on
that
the
was unbelievable.
Ain't no,
oh
sweet
god, yeah, yeah, that was good. And then I don't know what they did, but they screwed themselves. Well, in a big way. Yeah.
Somebody from the 858, and I look. The more you dive into this, the more theories you get, which is life. Someone says, do you think the Royals got Jackson County to vote knowing what that they would say no as an excuse to move? I don't know.
That's a question that a lot of people have asked. I don't think so. Look, the Chiefs, I can't speak for them because we all saw the drawing.
And the other side of it, too, is that like where people in Kansas pushing like, oh, you don't want to do this. They're going to raise your taxes. And then people are like, raise my taxes? No.
But see, they didn't raise.
They extended the same tax that you're getting taken out of right now that you didn't know that was there until somebody brought it up.
You've done more explaining about that than either side did during that whole process. It was poorly done. The whole thing was poorly done from the beginning. But I don't believe this was a ploy. I do believe from the bottom of my heart, because I've talked to the guy, John Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be in downtown Kansas City. He's a Kansas City guy. He lives in KC Mo. His dream was to build a downtown stadium in Kansas City. They had all the land acquired in the East Village. They were ready to do it there. Then Mayor L got involved and screwed the whole thing up. And that's fact, Jack. Like they kept moving the location around. He wouldn't endorse it. It was a total mess. We all saw that process play out. I think that soured a lot of people in both organizations with the way that went down over there. Mm. But I also think that John Sherman really did want to be in downtown KC Mo. So I don't buy that. I've had enough conversations with John to know his passion for Kansas City, and he is passionate. He's one of the greatest human beings we could have walking around this city. 33 nonprofits he supports at least. He's got the Sherman Scholarship. How many kids he's adopted over the course of his lifetime to give them literally adopted children to give them better opportunities, sending kids to college with the Sherman Scholars Program. Like, this guy is a gem of a human being that we want in our town. And he wanted to be in downtown. And then the mayor got involved and here we sit.
And guess what? It ain't just the Chiefs that leave. It ain't just the Royals that leave. That Taylor Swift concert you went to, gone. That Kenny Chesney concert that comes every summer, gone. All that is gone. It's not just about the teams. They missed on so much information that could have been there and put in black and white. And all they did was put up some BS design, some random location they changed over 4.5, 5 times. West Bottoms, East Bottoms, Your Bottom, Dusty Bottom. I don't know where it's going. Nixon 7 coming up on the other side. We'll get to Smash Your Pass here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Blake Sheeters reached out to me and said Earth to space is only about 72 miles straight up, which is crazy.
Well, I guess we had those people go up, but like, where does space start?
After you get out of the ozone layer?
Yeah, I believe so. And that's not far at all. Like, space isn't really space.
Mm.
Sorry, what?
Space isn't really space, dude.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's confusing about that, dude.
Space isn't really space.
No.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it then?
It's not space.
Men's wieners.
Mm-hmm. What if it's not space, is it the beyond section?
Yep. It's in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. I was not expecting that sound in my ear. Oh, man. That was that sound of cranberry sauce coming out of it.
That was the cranberry sauce out of the can. Yeah, like the Alex Smith, what jumps out at Thanksgiving? Turkey jumps out. Really, Alex, thank you.
Mm. Oh, my. That's not the sound you want to listen for. You want to listen for this one.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! yes! Yes!
When you hear that sound, you're here in the next 6 minutes, you want to be caller 119.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Caller number 5, call up and tell Mac how much you love him, and you have a chance at Booth Creek Wagyu. Now, I'm not making this up. Now, Casey's Best Steaks with two locations, 95th and Null, and 135th and Metcalf, as we do Smash or Pass. The first one, guys, I choose. It's on there. You can click on the link left or right, because I'm always interested with where people are on this topic. Are you Americanized tacos, like the shell, the meat, the cheese, the lettuce, whatever it is, or on the right side is like the street style tacos where it's carne asada, a little cilantro, a little white onion with a lime on the side, and that orange sauce that'll have you struggling the rest of the evening.
San Antonio's, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Because I know everybody's gonna say, depends on the moment.
No,
am I
it does
on
not.
The,
there's no question.
It's right.
Yes. Of course. It's street tacos. I'm not five. I don't need cheddar
but I
cheese.
Do like those tacos.
Every once in a while, it's fine.
Those tacos are great.
Yeah, they are. But if I had my choice, I mean, there's no question. It's the street taco. It's the authentic. Look, when you ask about Mexican food, you're asking the wrong person. I was a spoiled son of a gun for 2 years living in South Texas, getting the best Mexican food
That's
on planet
awesome.
Earth.
Yeah.
So when people ask about Mexican food, I'm always like, let me tell you about some Mexican
pinky
food.
Out.
Yeah.
That's not Mexican food. It's
they've changed
Tex-Mex.
My whole view on everything from cocktails to food. It was 2 years of just unbelievable eating. It was why I was 300 pounds.
So we're definitely going all right side with the street style
Love
tacos.
It.
I mean, you can't beat it.
You can't.
Fresh lime juice.
It's so simple. Oh. It's a tortilla. It's meat. It's white onion. And it's cilantro.
So this is my worst nightmare on the next version of Smash or Pass. Again, it is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Null and 135th and Metcalf. Boy, is this a terrible nightmare. Sloppy Joe Cheeseburger.
Well, it's just a sloppy joe with cheese on it. I would eat that.
Pickles and lettuce on a brioche bun.
It looks good, yeah.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Bun looks great, too. Nice and crispy. I'm not a huge pickles on my burger guy, so I may take those off. But, yeah, smash.
With the lettuce on there all hot underneath that sloppy joe meat, pass.
A little crunch, yeah.
Oh, I think it's going to be wilted by the time you get through there.
I asked Dusty the other day.
That crunch is gone, dude.
Would you do sloppy joe fried rice?
Absolutely not.
Ooh. Absolutely okay, wait. Not. So describe that. I'm trying to picture that.
So fried rice with sloppy joe. Basically like a dirty rice. You're familiar?
I think so.
With dirty rice?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's dry.
Yeah.
This would be sloppy.
This would be wet.
Sometimes extra sloppy.
Oh, chill out, lady. You're scaring us. I don't know.
I think I'm in on that. Yeah, I think that sounds good.
So I also put sloppy joes over quinoa.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he gets
that's
after
good.
It.
Yeah.
Which for those of
so
you
you're
that
in
are
in on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Smash. For those of you at home, quinoa is similar to couscous.
I like quinoa.
You do?
It's great.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Yeah.
The last one is an idea that we've failed to ever think of, which I don't know why we haven't thought of this idea, because I am a Hawaiian, King's Hawaiian sliders lord. Mm. Any sort of, you want to do meatball sliders, you want to do the ham and cheese, the turkey and cheese with the butter and the garlic and all that on top. This nice-looking lady on this webpage that we found on X, she made conies in King's Hawaiian. So she split the top of the bun, put a little smoky in the middle, put little spoonfuls of chili on top with cheese, a jalapeno, and onion, put it in the oven. Little chili dog sliders.
Yeah, I got to be out. I'm not in on the chili, but like the hot dog, I would, like, yeah.
Really?
I'm over
chili.
Smash
these.
You know, it's one of those things that, I've eaten it too much. I'm over chili at this point in time.
Really?
Maybe when winter rolls around. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't
you
have
went
it
hard
last
on the chili, though, this time around.
Yeah,
the chilies, the soups.
Just makes it so unbearably unedible.
Oh, no.
And it's not because it tastes bad. She makes it too damn hot all the time.
Oh, okay.
Like, we'll too damn spicy.
Have Emily come over and bring her sour cream.
Yes.
It'll kill them.
I've tried. It's just, I'm not in a chili frame of mind at this point in my life, so I would be out
I
on that.
I love
one.
Chili.
And this doesn't feel like chili to me because it's got the dog, it's got the cheese.
I don't know. It looks like canned chili.
Well, I mean, you don't have to use the canned chili. You don't have to use Hormel.
And that turned my stomach a little bit just looking at that. I'm like, ugh.
When she kind of spoons it out of the, yeah,
I'm
that's
in.
Fair.
Looks
yeah,
a
this
bit
video
like
gets
food.
A double smash.
Yeah, for sure. You know.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
That's you didn't right. put out the big hot dog that I sent you.
When it, oh, what was that?
It was like a foot-long hot dog flattened in the shape of a square.
Yes, oh, yeah, that's tough. If you, here's the thing.
It was like a hot dog in the shape of a Wendy's patty, but it was like four Wendy's patties stacked.
Am I the only one that, like, if a hot dog splits, I can't eat it?
Oh, I don't mind that.
Oh.
It's like just splits apart?
Like I think that's when you know it's cooked perfect on the grill when it splits. Yeah.
Mine's when it's crispy and black. But when that thing splits open, you can, like, see its insides. I think I'm out on the hot dog. And a lot of people are okay with that, but I'm not okay with that. Like, when you boil them too long and they start to break open, I'm like, ew. I know I shouldn't be eating a hot dog, but I have to because I love them, but I don't want to see them, if that makes any sort of sense.
You don't want to know how they're made. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I watched that documentary. It's terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pink stuff will make you go way into past this International Space Station. Coming up on the other side, Mac has a reveal of a new video game coming out, plus Double Smash. I'm kidding. Caller number 5 to Mac. That was Smasher Path, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th, and Metcalf. Coming up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Smash.
Hey, it's Mike.
Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.